Richard Brookins died last week at the age of 96. He was a World War II veteran, but his impact as a soldier is perhaps best known for the impromptu decision to have him dress up as St. Nicholas on December 5, 1944, and bring smiles to the kids of the small Luxembourg town of Wiltz. Brookins spoke to WXXI News 3 years ago about the effort to bring some hope to that war-ravaged town, wearing a crudely fashioned St. Nicholas costume, riding through the town on an army jeep, and passing out treats.
We had as much fun as the kids. The kids loved it. The townspeople thought it was wonderful. And I remember a nun telling me the children were very happy, as everybody was, and they would never forget. And she said, neither will we.
And they didn't forget, with the town of Wiltz holding a ceremony every year since the late 1940s. Tim Gray, who produced a documentary called The American St. Nick, went back to Luxembourg with Dick Brookins for one of those ceremonies and says Brookins was treated like a celebrity.
He loved the people in that town, and there are still people alive who were children who remember the actual parade and Dick Brookins taking part in it, and they would come up to him and they would grab him and hug him and be crying and touch his face, and they wanted to thank him.
Gray says with the 75th anniversary of that annual celebration to remember what Brookins and his fellow GIs did during the war coming up next year, as well as the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, there will be a special ceremony in Luxembourg to honor the Rochester area man known as the American St. Nick. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.